Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
947, 13 till 10. It's kind of hard to know what to believe in, what to see, what's fact, what's not. But one thing we're lucky about in New Orleans is to have the National World War II Museum right there on Magazine Street. Dr. Nick Mueller joins us, founding president and CEO emeritus of the National World War II Museum. Sir, it is an honor to speak with you, and I think the world of that institution. I really do.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be with you this morning and on the eve of our magnificent 25-year old museum, which has grown far beyond anything that Steve Ambrose or I expected. And so we're glad that you're helping to celebrate with us. And as your previous segment was on about facts, you're absolutely right. This museum is filled with facts and lessons and a great history.
Tell me about the legacy of the museum, because I think, you know, it started, and again, you're going to go into this about National World War II, about the D-Day Museum, but it's amazing how this thing started and how it's grown in the last 25 years, and I think sometimes people just take it for granted. Take me through that journey and what it's been like for you.
Well, I just wrote a 308-page book that I'm going to speak on this evening at the book launch of Preserving the Legacy, which is really about the history of the whole museum from the first moment that it popped into Steve Ambrose's mind about 34 years ago. And it took us 10 years to get open and lots of ups and downs. And we were on the lakefront and then we moved to downtown. And it was always difficult raising money. Look, we have not, we're not a federal, we're federally designated as America's National World War II Museum, but we are not federally funded. Mm-hmm. So it's been private, state, and federal monies for our capital expansion. But in any event, it's grown into something that none of us imagined 25 years ago. It was already a great achievement just to get open in 10 years. And it tells the story of World War II, first of all, grounded through the eyewitnesses, those who fought, went in on D-Day and Omaha Beach and Point Tomahawk and Iwo Jima later on. And as we expanded to the Pacific and all of World War II. And we have now 12,000 personal accounts, the largest personal collection probably around World War II of any place in the nation. And they tell the story of what we were fighting for, what we believed in those days. And we were fighting fascism and totalitarian regimes that were bent on our conquest and destruction. And they did not believe, as weak as we were in 1939-40, that we could mobilize from 400,000 men, armed forces, to 16 million, which was what we had at the end of the war. And with all the planes and tanks and supplies and food and uniforms, ships, landing craft to get into the fight when Pearl Harbor hit. So anyhow, we did. We succeeded and became a superpower and led the world for the last 80 years. And so that is the legacy of advancing freedom and democracy and human rights and standing up for that against the dictators of the world. That's been going on since the beginning of time, we learned some hard lessons about not being prepared at 1941.
You know, nothing just happens, I always say, Doctor, whether it's setting up chairs at a PTA meeting or an idea from a museum. I must say this, and I mean no disrespect at all, but Brandon Tartikoff told me a lot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Long time ago, Miami Vice started with him jotting down on a cocktail napkin, MTV Cops, honestly. And from that, he gave it to the people in development, and they had the whole nation wearing linen and no socks and everything else, right, like Don Johnson. And the only reason I bring that up is tell me the genesis of the idea with Dr. Ambrose and yourself with this idea for a museum, and how did it start, and how did we go from there to here?
Well, it's just like the Tartikoff story, a little variation on it. Steve Ambrose and I were best friends, and we always gathered in his backyard or mine about 5 o'clock every day for 20 years, and since 1971 when he came back to the University of New Orleans. And we were just dear friends, best friends, done a lot together. And so then one day we were having too much cheap sherry, I guess, and I was the vice chancellor at the university at the time and given responsibility to develop our research park, or the old amusement park out of Lake Pontchartrain across from UNO. And anyway, he says, sit down. Nicky says, I've got an idea. We're going to do this. I got 1,000 oral histories from D-Day. I'm writing the book, and of course I knew that, on D-Day, coming out in 4 years for the 50th anniversary. You've got this research park. You've got land right by the beach where Andrew Higgins tested the landing craft that Eisenhower said won World War II. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to give you all my oral histories, give you, meaning me, for a museum, for a D-Day museum, just a small D-Day museum that will continue to record these stories as long as we can find veterans that tell us what happened to them during World War II. And he says, we'll have a little small museum. It'll only cost $1 million. I said, Steve, you're so naive. It's going to be at least $4 million. Mm-hmm. Well, we were both pretty naive, but we had a very small, modest idea, but it just grew and grew and grew. And you know, it's like you wake up with a dream sometimes and try to implement it. And if you don't find some resources to implement whatever your dream is, it's an hallucination. It's not going to go anywhere. And Bob Livingston, a representative from Louisiana in Washington, we went and told him that idea, and he got us $4 billion. So that's how we got started. We got a board of business leaders from this community in 1992 to help work on this for the next 8 years. And we shifted the location downtown because of the tourists were down there. And a lot of ups and downs, and And anyway, I became chairman and CEO, and the university dedicated my time for a couple of years to get us through the final push.
So
that's it in a nutshell.
So real quick, if I can ask you before we go, Vern Lundquist is known for one of his calls saying, in your wildest dreams, could you ever imagine? In your wildest dreams, did you ever imagine you sitting down there with Dr. Ambrose years ago and now having it transformed to what it is on Magazine Street today?
No, no, no. Neither one of us did. The only thing I would say is what we did imagine or what Steve imagined. I'd give full credit to him. He was the World War II historian. He said, America has forgotten our veterans. In this town, they've forgotten Andrew Higgins. And he says, this is a big story. And he was right. We both knew that. World War II was not being considered for a museum by Congress or anybody else in America. He said, screw them. He said, we're just going to do it right here. We got to do something. And the something was the $4 billion museum on the lakefront. And when we went downtown and bought that warehouse, because the board finally convinced us we had to, for $1 million, and got the state to help renovate it. By the time we opened and had that magnificent 3 days of opening 25 years ago, I mean, we thought we'd died and gone to heaven. I mean, it was just 3 days that will be etched in the memory of everybody in New Orleans that was a part of it. We had 200,000 people on the streets lining the parade of trucks, 80 trucks with about 1,000 veterans. Nobody was throwing beads, as Steve Ambrose said. Everybody was saying thank you. They were crying, thanking the veterans for their sacrifice.
Well, Doctor,
and their
thank you
bravery.
For all of your work with the museum and for your work at UNO, because I'm a graduate of UNO, and I think UNO, as Clancy Dubow says, did build the middle class of New Orleans. Thank you, sir. And to fix this up, Vern Lundquist said, in your life, have you ever seen anything like that? But still, it's applicable. 9:56, back in a flash, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.